Welcome to the Offshore Fishing Report, presented by Angler News SA, South Africa's first fishing podcast series, to bring you the latest reports, hot or not, from Sadwana to Namibia. Here's your host, Vinesh Sugreem, and this show is proudly brought to you by McChrystal Insurance Brokers. Are you looking to save on your marine insurance? Well then, McChrystal Insurance Brokers are your complete resource for all your marine insurance needs. They offer affordable plans for almost every type of boat, yacht, or personal watercraft. Give them a call on 0860-222-552 to start building your policy with a boat insurance quote today. McChrystal Insurance will ensure your freedom to play.
Hello, South Africa, and welcome to this week's SA Offshore Fishing Report, proudly brought to you by McChrystal Insurance. I'm your host, Vinesh Sugreem, and guys, our correspondent has put together some fantastic reports of what's been going on this past week, and we are pleased to report that the fishing is certainly on the up and up. We have much improved fishing conditions off KZN, lots of species coming out of Eastern Cape, and Western Cape is bragging about the tuna that's coming out. So guys, all in all, it's shaping up to be a fantastic weekend to be out with your ski boats, and we are going to break it down for you to be in the right fishing zone. So let's kick it off here in KZN, starting on the north coast, Sadwana Bay, where we are pleased to report a good amount of marlin activity. In fact, I got a report on Wednesday, and the guys have reported that there has been 9 marlin caught this past week. So Sadwana Bay looking quite good. As for St. Lucia and Cape Vital, water is still a little dirty on the inshore. Cape Vital is a little more clear, with the reports of the cooter being absolute fire at the moment up there. So guys, I'm on a few of the WhatsApp groups in St. Lucia and Cape Vital. I chat with the charter guys, and I can proudly report that every day this week, there has been cooter to brag about, where every angler that's been out has come back being a happy fisherman. Now moving on to Richards Bay, where we've got Ali, who we've introduced last week. And Ali has come through with another fantastic report that's happened over this past weekend, where she talks about the Kuta competition that happened in Mzinzini. She gives us a rundown of what's been going on during the competition, as well as how the conditions are predicted for this weekend. Here's Ali.
Hi Vinesh, it's Ali from Richards Bay, KZN Fishing Charters. Regarding the report for the past week, the bad weather and ocean conditions didn't stop the shore, rock and surf, and the deep sea fishermen. People from all over KZN came to participate in the Kuta Classic in Mzinzini, which was a good competition. Most of the skippers turned back on Saturday morning around 11, because of bad winds coming from the south and the currents from north to south, with swells reaching up to 3 to almost 3.5 meters. But the Kuta Classic went on, and in total 13 to 14 Kuta came out, with first place Kuta weighing at 30 kg, second place at 23.6 kg, and third place weighing at 23.12 kg. Considering the conditions, it was a success. The harbour is also full of kingfish and pickerel kuta. The water have also cleared up, and chats have been more active during the night this past weekend. The weather is also looking better tomorrow, so I'm hoping to go catch some kutas at Petingo myself. Tight lines, anglers.
Thank you so much for that, Ali. Another fantastic report, and we are pleased to have you continuing with your feedback of Richards Bay. Now, just a stone throw from Richards Bay is Mzinzini Banks, and who better to give us the report than Nick?
We had our Kuta Classic this weekend. The competition was scheduled to fish over 3 days, Saturday, Sunday, Monday. Unfortunately, Saturday was a blowout. Nobody launched, nobody went out, and nobody actually fished off the beach either. It was a bit unplayable this side. However, first light Monday morning, people were launching through the river mouth off the beach and out of Richards Bay Harbour. We got 34 boats, I think it was, out safely. And the leading kuta on Sunday came from a place called Petinga. The first, second and third fish was caught on the same boat by a group of young guys. They did very well on Sunday, and the first fish on Sunday was a 25 kilo keeper. Monday morning, there was a short session due to parking being a Monday afternoon, so the boats all had to be, all the fish had to be weighed by 2 o'clock, which is the cutoff on the scale. So from about half past 12 to about 1:45, it was quite chaos on the beach with all the boats coming in. If we got them all out, fish were thrown on buckies, driven up to the way in ahead of the boat, so the fish could be weighed on time. And the biggest fish was a 30 kilogram scooter caught out of High Point off the boat, Firefly, by next to that. I'm not sure if I mentioned how many anglers there were. There was 102 anglers, I think, that was a hell of a great success. Good to catch it this year. I think the guys haven't fished it for 2 years. Moving on from there, we didn't have many guys fishing the river because a lot of guys were fishing. So few fish were caught, but what was noticed about that was that the water temperature was 21 degrees, which is very cold for the river. The river is not normally much warmer than the sea, so that could be why it was so slow on the river over the weekend. But we'll see how it pans out this week. Still another beautiful, warm, hot day, time of the year, no wind. But it's probably our best weather now till about July. We'll chat next week.
Thank you so much for that, Nick. Always glad to have you part of the show and have your valuable contributions in getting us onto those fishing zones. Now, guys, moving on from Tugela to Durban. The water conditions has been clearing up. The bottom fishing has been very good. Lots of reports coming through on the bottoms. However, the cooter has slowed down a bit. There is a bit of snook on the inshore, as well as the late season Dorado. But as we get into Durban, we've got Brad Krobler with this week's fishing report, and this is what Brad had to say.
Well, good day, guys. It's Brad here from Linsky Fishing Charters. Guys, the fishing over the last week, we had the Kuta Classic. A lot of fish were caught, but it was a nice 25.5 to win the competition. Well done, guys. On the bottom fishing side, there are still some nice bottom fish out in the deep. We did manage to get a couple of Dorado on the colour line right out in about the 40 fathom mark the other day. The sea has cleaned up quite nicely after all the flood damage and all of that. Yeah, so guys, it's all I can give for at the moment. Keep trying, things are getting better. With the flood damage, the Cobb and Garrick should be coming wild soon with all the nice rivers opening in that. So guys, tight lines, keep it up.
Thank you so much for that, Brad. Once again, reiterating, the bottom fishing is quite good and the Dorado is still there. Guys, now moving on out of Durban into the South Coast, where we've got Brian in Warner Beach, who's giving us a report of Warners and the surrounding area. This is what Brian had to say.
Hi, Vinish. Yeah, the conditions are definitely improving for the better. Sea conditions have been very good since Sunday. However, still a bit dirty for the game fish. So not much game fish coming out. I heard the Kuta Classic wasn't so good. Warner Beach area, there's been some guys are catching bottom fish. They're not saying what bottom fish they're catching. The game fish side's been very slow. But I see again now today there was a very prominent colour line. It is far out, but can see some blue seawater out there in the deep, which is wonderful. We need the blue water to come if closer in. So not a very good week in terms of fishing, but conditions are improving for the better. There is still a lot of debris out there. Sunday afternoon I spotted a whole tree floating out by near the nets. The guys launching their craft, their boats and jet skis, etc. Just be careful out there. Cheers.
Thank you so much for that, Brian. So the conditions are looking good, the bottom fishing is looking good, but the game fish has slowed down. Now, is that the same for Margate? Well, we've got Jan from Lucky Sands Fishing Charters, and he's going to tell us what he's heard about it.
Hi everyone, this is Jan from Lucky Sands Fishing Charters at Shelly Beach. The water's been very, very dirty still. Even some logs and reeds and stuff floating around all the way in up to deep cut, past deep cut, up to the 200 meter mark. So the tunas have been not eating, and the bottom fish has been very, very scarce. Even if you catch, the sharks would take them. So we haven't had a good week, or we haven't had the past 2 weeks. It was not very good. Thank you, guys. Pipelines.
Thank you so much for that, Jan. Unfortunately, the debris is still causing a bit of difficult fishing down the south coast. I can report from a few other correspondents, though, that there has been some reports of amberjack, but the main report coming out of the Margate area has been loads of skipjack. So, guys, we've heard that there's been no mackerel or red eye, but skipjacks is in abundance. And as Jan mentioned, the tuna is a bit slow as well. So that rounds off our KZN report. Now, what about the Eastern Cape? Well, we kick it off with our regular correspondent with a fantastic report. Here is John from East London Ski Bar Club.
Yeah, good evening, Vinesh, here with the report for East London area for the past week. As you know, in the previous show, I mentioned that the bottom fish nationals would be taking place. South African Deep Sea Angling Association, and was hosted by East London Ski Boat Club. We had 17 teams coming from all over the country, and including four SADSA teams, a SADSA under 19, a SADSA team, and two SADSA Masters team, which are basically protea anglers. So the first day of the competition got off to some fairly windy conditions, but the fish were really, really feeding nicely. Some boats ventured into the into the shallow areas, and a lot of boats ventured into the deep, and some really nice fish were caught. Copper stenbras, a lot of them came in. Some nice cob came to the scales, and some dacharat as well. And after day one, the Eastern Province Red Team were leading quite far. They had a very good day. They caught some nice big cob, which came off the shallows towards Hulu area. And they took a commanding lead on day one. And a lot of teams thought that they were out of reach. However, on day two, very calm, beautiful conditions. Seawater was lovely and warm. We had about a 24.5 degree offshore temperature, and the fish were really feeding again. And one of the anglers managed to land on 10 kg line class, landed a 38.5 kilogram red stenbras, which I believe is a new SA junior record, because it was caught by a junior angler by the name of Devon Berger from Western Province. Really well done to this lovely fish that was caught, and that shot his team into a real commanding lead, and dropped the EP Red Team into second place. SADSA team was in third place, and the SADSA Masters team was in fourth place, showing that the SADSA anglers were showing their mettle. Vinesh, then we went on to day three. Very, very calm conditions, but we knew there was a huge westerly coming up at 12 o'clock, so the anglers were told to go out and make the best of it, and the competition would probably be called off early, which was the case. 12 o'clock lines up were called because the westerly came through at about 25 to 30 knots, which became very dangerous very quickly. However, during the morning, very few fish were caught, and as soon as the wind arrived around about 11:30, the fish switched on like somebody turned the light switch on, and some very nice fish came in, although not as many, being a half day, and in the morning it was very slow. After day three, SADSA under 19 team still held a commanding lead from Eastern Province SADSA and SADSA Masters Green. The next day, the wind was still blowing at around about 25 to 30 knots offshore, and the competition was called off for the fourth day, which was the Saturday. Sunday being the final day, wind was also not too hot. Offshore conditions, we had a westerly of around about 20 knots steadily, which was very unpleasant. However, the boat still ventured deep, and all 17 teams came back with fairly nice catches. But the catch of the day was the Natal team, who ventured to the Hulu area and came back with extremely nice cob. They also managed to catch a few species, and this being a species competition, it multiplied their points, and they scored a very big 900 and something points for the day, bringing them from 10th position right into second. Sansa under 19, however, held the lead and won the competition, which is so nice to see the young juniors doing well. The captain of the team, Jan du Plessis from Natal, Devon Berger from Western Province, and a young lady by the name of Carla Routman, also from Western Province. Remember this name. She's an up-and-coming superstar fishing. She's very good and really knows her stuff out on the water. So watch out, all the men. Yeah, so the final result, Sansa under 19, Natal came into second, and Eastern Province dropped to third. Sansa was fourth, Sansa Masters was fifth, and we go down the line. Another team that did very well on the last day was the Border Ladies team. They caught some nice red steenbrass on the day and came up from 13th position to finish 7th overall amongst all the men. So well done to the Border Ladies team. Yeah, some nice fish came out during this competition. It went off very well. Just to mention some of the fish, black steenbrass was caught by Devon Berger as well. 10.15, or punsi as called in other areas, 10.15 kilos, very nice. A cob of 12.4 kilos was weighed in. I did mention the copper of 38.5, new junior record. On the last day, also on 10 kg, a nice yellowtail, and we all know yellowtail, how hard they fight and how dirty they fight. They refuse as quickly as they can. One of 11.4 kilograms was caught by Wayne Gerber. And then some other nice fish, a Miss Lucy or a red stump of 6.4 kilos was weighed in, a moustache rock cod of 6 kilograms, a Scotsman of 4.5, a soldier or a Santa of 4.8 kilos, a yellow belly of 5.6. Just going through that list, you can see the nice fish that was caught in the East London area, just showing that as we look after our fish, they look after us. And what a brilliant competition hosted by East London Ski Boat Club and sanctioned by SADSA. And until the next report, well done to everybody. Thank you.
Thank you so much for that, John. What another fantastic detailed report. And guys, I must commend John again. He has been incredibly busy this past week, and yet he still makes sure he gets us onto those fishing zones and gives us the latest report of what's been going on. He's such a valued contributor to us because he's always got his ears on the ground and his fingers on the pulse and knowing exactly what's going on with the fishing in his area. Now off to another value contributor, Lando from Alcox Brothers, who gives us our report of Port Elizabeth. So here's what Lando had to say about his review over this past week.
Hi guys, yes, there were some nice fish that have been coming out in the last week. Basically, there's been some yellowtail, some nice yellowtail around. They've got some spinning, they've got them on bait. There's also been some a lot of reef fish around, bussies, some really nice keelback. I mean, the keelback have been coming out. Obviously, nice. Good thing also is there's a lot of undersized keelback being caught, but all getting released. So it looks like the population of keelback is still looking good. They did get some nice 6 to 8 kilo fish also. So, yeah, and then there was the Tuna Classic down St. Francis. They got some really nice tuna, and the biggest fish of the day was 82 kilograms. So, yeah, there's been some really good fish. So, guys, get out there and get some fish. Thanks a lot. Cheers.
Bye. Thank you so much for that, Lando. What a fantastic report. I am glad to hear the fishing is on the up. Good range of species coming out, especially with those bottom fishing. And, you know, you mentioned the keelback that's been on the bite and the undersized ones that have been caught. Well, big up to all the guys in Eastern Cape that are releasing that fish. Always great to hear about it. And guys, that is exactly why we can fish for the future, why our future generations will have fish to catch because of anglers that are putting them back. Now moving on to Jeffrey's Bay, where we've got a report from Mr. Theo Herbst of TJ's BAT and Tackle, and he reports that the weather conditions has been very good to fish. The water conditions is sitting around 18 degrees. There's been some good catches of cob, shad and steenies, as well as the odd yellowtail and garrick. Water is looking very clean, especially in the St. Francis area. Keelback is filled up. There's been some really good reports of keelback, and the bottom fishing in Kent St. Francis, it has been continuing. Along with that, Theo continues to report that the tuna fishing is really on the up and up. So guys, the tuna fishing is really picking up from the Eastern Cape going into the Western Cape. And moving on into Western Cape, your areas starting off from Plettenberg Bay all the way moving on to Stilbaai, Straisbaai, Hansbaai, Hermanus and Betty's Bay. Guys, the weather conditions has been good. The fishing has been very favorable. There's been a lot of yellowfin tuna that's been on the bite, and the bottom fishing is certainly picking up quite nicely. I've also chatted with the guys from the Gordons Bay Skibo Club, and they've also had a competition over this past weekend where they've reported some fantastic catches of tuna, some real monsters, guys. It's all on the social media pages. Just go on to any one of those Skibo clubs based down in the Western Cape and you'll have a good range of the fish that's been caught. And a big shout out to all the lady anglers that's been keeping those rods bending as well. Not shy to bring those big 90 kilo tuna over the boat. So all in all, in those areas, the water conditions are looking good, the weather conditions are looking good, and the yellowfin tuna is certainly on fire. Now, to reiterate what I have been saying, we have Rudy from Somerset West who has hit this week's report of what's been going on in that area.
Vinesh, all I've got to report currently is, let's start, rock and surf side fishing is there, but not fireworks. Couple of big nose grunter coming out, or steambras as we call it this side. And Galjoen, all down Makassar side, down our coast. Off the boats, still lots of tuna around, yellowfin. Tuna Classic started. Looks like the Oaks had an alright first day. Not a lot of big fish, all these 50 odd kilo fish. I think there was one fish that weighed in at 72 kilos. But other than that, you know, the tuna is really, really going good. Fish are biting, so every opportunity the Oaks have to run to the deep, you know, they grab it with both hands because, yeah, the fish are good. For now, that's basically all I have for you. Thanks, go well that side, cheers.
Thank you so much for that, Rudy. Your contributions is always valued to us. And once again, reiterating about the tuna fishing that's going on in Western Cape. And someone else that's going to be talking about the tuna in Western Cape is Sean from Hout Bay. Here is Sean's report for this week.
Good evening, all. Yeah, Sean here from Hout Bay, Cape Town. Yeah, the tuna's still on fire, guys. We've got the Gordons Bay comp on at the moment. They'll fish tomorrow, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. It looks like three good days coming up. Then the weather looks like it closes down for Saturday and maybe we'll be lucky to get out on Sunday. There's still some world-class fishing going on. Quality fish coming out across the board. All big-class fish as well. The guys will all be out tomorrow. A little bit of yellowtail did pop up at Cape Point on Saturday or Sunday. And then on Saturday and then Sunday, the wind came through, made the water cold, 11.2 degrees, and it wasn't to be found again. So that's the story there, but I'm sure with a bit of warmer water, it will push in. Other than that, everything else is quiet. Snook up the West Coast, very quiet. But the tuna are still cooking out of Hout Bay. Tight lines, all the best, cheers.
Thank you so much for that, Sean. I love it. The tuna is cooking out of Hout Bay. Yes, guys, the tuna is certainly on the bite. And someone else to round off our South African fishing report for the week in Cape Town is our regular correspondent, Mr. Linton Naki.
Vinny, how's it? A little bit of an update for you. The kayakers off Miller's Point got a couple of yellowtail. Then the guys who ran into the deep got tuna. A couple of Dorados were also caught. But there's a tuna competition taking place today. Started yesterday. It was the Karikat Classic. A lot of fish coming out, but you can only weigh 4 fish. So it's a little bit difficult to see what you can keep. Most of the fish were over 60 kilo class, say 65 kilo class. I don't know if I misread this, but it seems like the leaderboard is at 87 point something kilo, held by a lady. So it looks like the ladies and the women are giving the men gas on this tournament. Coming back to the rock and surf side, not much happening in the Strand Reefs. As far as Hunkler, Betty's Bay, Royals area, couple of hotties coming out there. Also the Khalis. Back to Makassar area. A lot of Khalun cob. But a lot of the Khalun are really small. And please, we asked all the fishermen, please put back the undersized Khalun. Just take what you need on size. You don't have to take a whole lot home. Limit your catch, guys. Just don't go catch a limit. And then on the Sea Point side, our charter boat went out. What did they get? Hottentot, Yaku Pieva, nothing to write home about. Going up the West Coast side, also not much to write home about. But I'll keep you updated. Cheers.
Thank you so much for that, Linton. Fantastic. Perfectly well put, my friend. Limit your catch, not catch your limit. So guys, that is our South African Fishing Offshore Report for this week, rounding off in the Western Cape. What must be noted is that the Kabeljau season is now officially closed. And as Linton mentioned, please return all those small Kalyun back into the water. We need to fish for the future. We need to fish for our future generations. Guys, as always, this is Angler News South Africa, South Africa's first fishing podcast series. And wherever you are listening to this, please hit the subscribe button, hit the follow button, and comment. Let us know what you feel, what your catches are, what you want to hear about, areas that we are not possibly touching on. We try to cover it all and try to bring you the best possible results to make sure you get on the right fishing spot. But we need to hear from you, so make sure you get in touch with us. Guys, once again, this show is proudly brought to you by McChrystal Insurance Brokers. Please give them a call, because not only do they cover your personal watercrafts, they will also cover your home and vehicle and personal insurance as well. And it's always great to support those that support you. So guys, once again, McChrystal Insurance Brokers. For the Angler News South Africa, I am Vanessa Grimm. Always remember to respect your bag limits and fish for the future.
This show is proudly brought to you by McChrystal Insurance Brokers. Are you looking to save on your marine insurance? Well then, McChrystal Insurance Brokers are your complete resource for all your marine insurance needs. They offer affordable plans for almost every type of boat, yacht, or personal watercraft. Give them a call on 0860-222-552 to start building your policy with a boat insurance quote today. McChrystal Insurance will ensure your freedom to play.